members of the Sangha and friends. Manju Vajra has made it clear that he is very happy to be here on this occasion. And I must say also that I too am very glad and very happy to be here with you at Zen Center on this occasion. This happens to be my first visit to the West Coast. I've been thinking about visiting the West Coast for quite a number of years, but it hasn't actually happened until just now. And I'm in San Francisco itself just for 4 days. But in being here for these 4 days, I had mainly three ideas in my mind. First of all, I wanted to have personal contact with the members and the friends of our small branch here in San Francisco of the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. That was the first reason for which I came here. Secondly, I wanted to see something of San Francisco itself, about which, of course, I had also heard so much. And thirdly and lastly, and I could almost say in a way most importantly perhaps, I wanted to have personal contact with some of the Buddhist groups of this city, of the Bay Area, and some of the Buddhist leaders. I'm not quite sure whether I should use this word leaders, but at least with some of those, let us say, who are and who have been prominent in the Buddhist movement in and around the Bay Area for the last so many years. And I'm happy to be able to say that in the course of the last few days, I have been able to have that contact. I've been able to see for myself some of the things that I have only read about in the course of the last few years and the course of the last few decades. And here I am, of course, this evening at our famous Zen Center, about which I've heard so much in the course of the years. And I'm very glad indeed to be here. And on this occasion, I can't help remembering. In fact, I can't help saluting. I take this opportunity of saluting all the great teachers, beginning with your own Suzuki Roshi, who have been associated with this center over the years and who have been responsible for its creation. I think in particular of some of those whom I knew personally, who were personal friends of mine many years ago, like Lama Govinda and like Dr. Khunza. So yes, in short, I am, for various reasons, for so many reasons, very glad and very happy to be here in San Francisco and in Zen Center at last. As I mentioned, it's my first visit to the West Coast. It's only really my third or fourth visit to the United States. Much of my time in the course of the last 20 odd years has been spent in Britain, mainly concerned with the creation and development of our new Buddhist movement there, the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. But before that, of course, I was in India. I was in India altogether for some 20 years, nearly 20 years. And it was there, principally, that I pursued at least my earlier Buddhist training. Of course, we never finish our Buddhist training, do we? It always goes on and on. In fact, we wouldn't like to finish our Buddhist training because we do enjoy it so much. So I spent about 20 years in India, in various parts of India. A couple of years I spent just wandering from place to place with a yellow robe and a begging bowl in the traditional fashion. And of course, one of my greatest and one of my pleasantest and one of my most valuable recollections of India is my recollection of my various teachers, my various Buddhist teachers especially. I was so fortunate as to have 8 principal teachers. And it might be of interest if I just at least mention their names and say a word or two about each of them, in roughly chronological order.